Hey, we got some things to talk about, some releases. First of all, with National Home Visiting Week that's taking place, that's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, next week is Home Visiting Week, and Southwest Nebraska Public Health, serving nine counties, has is the newest member of the Healthy Families America in Nebraska sites, and so the staff is fully trained to help. And it's a voluntary program, free program for families who need to do some build some strong parent-child relationships or connecting with healthcare or community resources, family well-being, child development. So we're going to be celebrating the week next week, and the staff is looking forward to serving anybody who has a need. You just need to call in, and they'll get you set up on a referral.
So any questions, more information? You got a lot of this information already on your website, your Facebook pages, too, don't you?
Yep, swhealth.ne.gov.
You bet. And this is, I know it's a week you honor, but every week should be like this, shouldn't it?
Yeah. And the staff is real excited about it. And yes, they wanted to make sure we honored this week, National Home Visiting Week, April 20th to 24th. And they wanted to make sure if there's anything you need, they are ready to reach out and assist.
Now, you just got done, correct me if I'm wrong, with the Public Health Week, didn't you?
Yeah, Public Health Week was last week, or is it this week? I think it's this week.
Is it this week? Okay.
And so the staff, American Public Health Association, Ashley is the one who's the driver behind National Public Health Week. It's a week where we just recognize the different staff members who are working public health. Several of the staff went to the public health conference this year and just connected with other staff members who are doing similar work, just to connect, network, get ideas on how is this working for you in your area, and this is what we're doing in our area. So public health is a lot more. People think of vaccinations right away when they think of public health, but public health is so much more than that. It's behind-the-scenes work that you don't hear about from day to day. You run into that animal that's acting crazy. It's normally a nocturnal animal, and you capture it or take it to the vet and find out, have it sent in for rabies. Public health is behind the scenes, working with the state and the vet to make sure was there human exposure and let's keep everybody safe. We have air monitors throughout the nine counties. So if you want to see what the quality of the air is, you can go do that. That's public health. Clean water. You know, we work closely with the state on making sure that testing is being done and that the water systems aren't making us ill. A lot of different things we do, and a lot of people don't realize all the different things we do.
I know you touched on vaccines, vaccinations, immunizations. You are also offering vaccines for children at some public clinics this month too, aren't you?
Yeah, we have a Vaccines for Children program. It offers free vaccines to anyone who qualifies. We were in Imperial this just Wednesday of this week, and that is always a really busy clinic up there. In Ogallala, we're by appointment only. We are working to get a nurse up there with more hours, so that'll help the crews up there. And in McCook, it's every day based on our nurse availability. In McCook, we only have one nurse, but we have the advantage. And I'd love to give a shout-out to Red Willow County Health. They have several nurses more than we do, and we work closely with them to make sure we get everybody who's needing vaccinations, get them current on their vaccinations.
You are still, the crud's still going around. I mean, I'm sure you hear about it. We've heard about it. We've had employees gone here and there, but the allergy season and the stomach and the sinuses, that's all still going around right now, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, we put out a weekly infectious disease report. And along with that, we take a look at wastewater, what the wastewater in McCook is collecting to see what's still going around. And actually, we've seen just this end of March, we saw there was no influenza A or in McCook. We did detect influenza B, which is a respiratory illness, and we did detect RSV, which is also a respiratory visit. Oh, my gosh, I can't even talk today. It's Friday, I can tell. As well as COVID. We saw COVID testing in the well water. And then when we see, we do a respiratory illness, it's the things that people are actually going to the doctor and getting diagnosed with. We still see respiratory illnesses coming out. So it's a report that anybody can subscribe to if they want to. My staff is pretty proud of the fact that they've got those reports up and running, and I find them really valuable to get an oversight of what's going on. So, but yeah, we still are seeing a lot of respiratory stuff going around.
Those are just a few of the releases, Myra. If you have any other ones, left, share with us. But it's just kind of the few ones I was thinking of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think that's everything we've done in April. We did talk about tuberculosis a little bit in March, and March was Nutrition Month. And, you know, there's one I don't think we've written yet, but I want to talk about the success we had. Southwest had their first 5K run ever, and we had it in Winkelmann last Saturday, so April the 11th, and it was a glow run, so the shirts actually had glow-in-the-dark stuff on them, and then you could get your glow-in-the-dark items that you could also run with. Now, it was still light when they were running, but then as they were getting finished with the run, it was starting to get dark, so that was really fun, and we had a lot of great sponsors that helped us to buy those T-shirts, and the Sheriff's Department was awesome up there making sure we had volunteers and the Sheriff's Department helping us block off intersections so that we could keep everyone safe as they were running. But that was a lot of fun. I'm thinking that our staff is going to do more of those, so I'm excited to see those. I'm not a 5K runner, but I actually did walk about 6 blocks, which with my stop sign, and which was a lot for me. I mean, Winkelmann is pretty hilly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But we have our Walk to Health program going on right now, which if anybody hasn't gotten involved in that, I would encourage them to get signed up for that. So yeah, we've had a lot of things going on.
I know with summer approaching, we're going to be talking about when the heat really ramps up, and of course ticks and mosquitoes and things like that. That's all coming up, isn't it, Myra?
Yeah, we've had calls recently with the state. The number of ticks are already out, and people have been reporting ticks, you know, all over the state when they're going out and about. It's just been so unseasonably warm, and so we got to. Those ticks are migrating. Ticks that normally don't come to the western side of the state are migrating this direction. So tick diseases that you could get from a bite from a tick, it's changing. Things change and evolve. And so we're used to the certain kind of ticks, and there's different ones coming now here to Southwest Nebraska. Now we work on... Did you know, Rich, I think I pulled this joke on you several years ago. You know, we do mosquito trapping, and we used to do it in 2 counties. We only do it in 1 county now. The funding has been reduced. And so we catch mosquitoes during the summer and then have them tested to see if they carry West Nile and other mosquito-borne illnesses. But did you know now we're doing tick collection?
I did not know that, Myra.
So, you know, you put on your outfit and run through the weeds at the lake, and we'll just grab all the ticks off you. I'm just teasing. That's not how you do it.
I think you did. I think you did catch me that 1 year on that. I think you did. And I bit on a hook, line, and sinker, too.
Yeah, I think I had to stand out there, and when a mosquito lands on you, grab it and put it into the trap. But so Games and Parks is actually doing tick collection for us around the lakes. And so... Really, what they do is they drag a white cloth through, and then they gather all the ticks that they did collect, and they send them in, and they get tested.
How about that? Okay.
Yep. I didn't volunteer to do that job, but something about it just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't know if a lot of folks would want to volunteer for that as well. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Best time to catch you over at Southwest Nebraska Public Health, once again, Monday through Friday, isn't it, Myra?
Monday through Friday is the best time. We do have two after-hours phones. So if you call us 345-4223, that'll get you either McCook or Ogallala office. And it does give you the 24/7 phone number after hours. So
good to talk to you, Myra. Thanks a million for your time. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you later, okay?
All right. Thanks, Rich.